So where are we at today? We're at ultimately, just as a reminder, we're at June 14 through 16. I'm going to put up the same outline I did last week, which Roger did a couple of weeks ago. So we're dealing with the warning of false teachers, something we, I think, are learning a lot about, having just studied 2 Peter. So as we proceed, the verses 5 through 7 identified failures that related to certain Israelites, certain angels, certain pagans. And where we're at now in terminating this section is verses 8 through 16. So in the section 8 through 16, nature of the error, seriousness of the error, which is really what we talked about last time. You know, all the metaphors, remember the metaphors we discussed last time? Mm-hmm. And the topic today relates to the consequences of the error. And I think we'll read verses 8 through 16, and then we'll pick up at 14. So verse 8, likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but